The Penguins victorious yesterday, man, and look, they played okay in three out of the four games, if not better than that. They looked really bad against the Rangers. It seems like Mike Sullivan's going to be going with a hot hand at goalie, and if you're playing well, he's going to stick with you. He played Blomqvist back-to-back games as a rookie
right
over the weekend. Like, that is a huge deal. Jarry did nothing to stake himself to the net last night. Penguins were buzzing. I think they had the first 10 shots or something like that of the game. And then with 2 minutes left in the first period, and this is an area where they've struggled for the last few years, Jarry gives up a goal. The puck hits the center of the net. He was so slow going over. And you can't let that get in. You have all the momentum. You were clearly the better team. You were taking it to Montreal. That flips an entire game. And all of a sudden, you look up in the second period, you're down 3-2.
Yep.
Make a save. Second goal, not his fault. Third goal, again, make a save. I think you're going to see more Blomqvist in net this year than you are going to see Jarry.
Yeah.
I think they understand the money that they're paying Jarry, but they know that they need to have, especially now in October, their schedule's tough. You got to get off to a hot start.
Could they have moved on from Jarry in the offseason?
I don't think anybody wanted him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
I think that's what happened. I think they would absolutely have moved on, but the problem with this is that general managers have eyes, and they've seen Jarry play.
Well, I mean,
they never should have paid him
exactly.
In the first place.
Yeah. Like, we have eyes too.
Yeah.
Like, we call every. There's not one person in this city that follows the Penguins that thought that that was a good idea.
You know what?
It's crazy.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was wrong. I looked at the goalie market.
What'd
and
you
said,
say?
I said there's not a lot of good goalies out there. He's a 2-time All-Star. You might as well go with the devil you know. And it was.
Oh my goodness!
I know.
Of course.
It real stupid.
Of course. You should have just listen. I would have never known. You should have just said like. Yeah,
I know.
You're right.
I'm nothing if I'm not honest, Norm.
Yeah. Well, that's bad.
It was bad. I mean,
you might have been the only person.
I was one of the only few. Yeah. Yeah. Go with the young guy who's a 2-time All-Star and hope he stays healthy. But you know what? Last season. He goes 13 straight games at the end of the year when they're making their push where Ned was playing.
Yep.
13 consecutive games. Then you bring him back this year in two of the first three, you started the rookie who's looked a lot better than the $35 million guy.
Crazy.
Malkin looks great, had 3 points. Rickard Rakell, when he's not hammering hoagies at Mike's Beer Bar, he's scoring goals.
Lars
Eller goes back to a place where he played before and scores 2 goals. The bottom 6 scoring. 4 games in. The game that looks like the aberration to this point is the Rangers game. It's not excusable. Can't happen. A lot of the same problems as last year. But in the other 3 games, they've looked a lot better. And they could have won the game against Toronto, especially with the way that they started. Toronto's better than them. The Rangers are better than them. But they've beat now 1 bubble team and 1 bad team. Okay. We'll see where it goes. They play Buffalo tomorrow, and Buffalo on the road, tough place to play. See if they can get to above 500, and we'll see who's in goal. My bet? Blum. I've butchered his name. I've said his name 6 different ways, and for that, I apologize.